What's up, everyone? This is Press X to Start Podcast, Season 3, Episode 37. I am not Marcus, but we are here today to bring you the latest news, reviews, impressions, more news, industry failings, and all things video games, but from a minority perspective. Wink.
Aww.
Today on the cast, we have myself, DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choices, a.k.a. I think...
That's where you went wrong.
Oh, that's right. We did. We talked about this, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. I told you. Don't use that noggin of yours. I mean, that's a bad decision.
You know you're all muscles, DJ.
My brain's a muscle. A.k.a. My brain is a muscle. A.k.a. Did you know? See what I did there, guys? I'm going to read this off because I formulated this. David Joyner. Anyone know David Joyner?
I know Joyner Lucas.
Close. But David Joyner, according to Vice, is a tantric massage specialist and a spiritual healer, and he only accepts female patients.
What's wrong with that?
Thanks for asking, Doug, because David Joyner is also an actor who is well known for beloved songs of I Love You. You love, yes, David Joyner played Barney from 1991 to 2001. How times have changed.
Wait, he stopped in 2001?
Yeah, I guess
He stopped the acting in 2001. I'm sure he was massaging long before then.
So 9/11 just broke him, huh?
I wonder if you give him more money, like a bigger tip, he'll sing the song while he's treating you.
Does he look in your eyes when he sings that song?
I don't know. I mean, that'd be
Well, you're
weird.
A guy, so you wouldn't know.
That's true. Oh, you know what? Maybe he puts on the mask.
Nobody cared who he was before he put on the mask.
The fire rises.
But we all care about who just talked, so who are you?
I am Sean MF Ross.
What the MF stand for?
Mr. Facetious.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
Love that.
And last but not least.
I am Douglas Nivens II, a.k.a.
Ooh, all right.
The annoyance to some, an advocate to many, and to one special, special individual in the city of Baltimore, the worst thing ever in the courtroom. I am the exuberant barrister of Baltimore.
I like that. That was really nice.
I almost got cussed out. It's a great point in my legal career.
Oof. You know what? That's always a high point. When you get cussed out at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey. Had that person did what they were supposed to have done as a landlord, they wouldn't be in the situation. But guess what? That's how I win my cases, ladies and gentlemen. It's called research.
So, speaking of research, let's talk about the games we've played.
All right.
Awesome segue. So,
you're not the Sultan. You ain't the Sultan, Sway.
So, let's start with you, Doug. What have you been playing?
Well, it's usually a 50-50 chance between Overwatch and Dead by Daylight.
This
and
is true. So,
he knows his drugs.
You know, exactly. Look, I have been considering getting another game, Call of Duty, but until then, I was playing Overwatch, which is part of their Halloween event. Unfortunately, because of travel and with training, I wasn't able to finish up the first week of challenges, which would have given me a special skin for Junkrat.
Oh, really? So,
do you play Junkrat?
I do. I like Junkrat.
Oh, okay.
There are times when I play. I mean, I normally play as a healer, but there are opportunities where I just need to shoot something.
Yeah.
And so I'll wait the 7 to 10 minutes to play a DPS character, and sometimes Junkrat comes up. Yeah, right. So I then at least all my challenges for the second, which is a vampire skin for Baptiste. He has like this weird mohawk, but hey, it works. But yeah, it's time me over until whatever new surprises Blizzard gives us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. What you been playing?
I've been playing Apex, unfortunately.
Wait, you've been playing what?
So.
Since when?
Wait, don't they have a Halloween event too?
I'm done with that. Okay. I have done everything I wanted to do in that shit.
Like zombies and scare tactics and
Halloween
stuff?
Has came and gone for Sean.
Listen. In the game, for those who haven't listened to the last podcast, they have this mode where it starts out with 36 characters. Everybody kills each other until you get down to the last 10. The last 10 who are survived, like everybody who died turns into what they call shadows. And pretty much all the majority of the games I've played, the shadows win.
Yeah.
So it's hard as shit to win as one of the quote unquote living people.
Right.
They have a challenge to win us as the living person or the legends 25 times. Fuck that shit. I'm done with that.
Yeah, no, that doesn't even sound fun.
So I've gotten all the skins and stuff that I want from there.
Yeah.
So I'm done with that.
Jeez.
So, well, I don't want to jump into the other game yet. I did get further in Super Metroid.
Okay. Okay.
Still don't quite know what the hell I'm doing. Okay. I'm still getting stuck in places, but that may be because I don't have like the necessary equipment. I don't think Nintendo built it to be this way. I think I'm just skipping ahead using weird tactics.
You're going too fast for the game.
Since the game didn't come out like last year, I'm sure there's at least like 3 guides you can use.
The thing is, maybe 4. You would have to know how to describe
1,000.
Hush.
Maybe it's a YouTube channel.
Right. I'm trying to do this with as little as help possible.
Oh, okay.
As like well as it's not like, since I'm sure I'm doing it out of order, it's hard to follow a guide and nothing is labeled on the map really.
Gotcha.
Except for like the exits to Brinstar and the overworld or whatever the hell.
Gotcha. So, gotcha.
I'm trying.
I believe in you.
DJ, your other game before we get into the big one?
Yeah. So before we get into the big one, as you say, I just wanted to say that I am still playing Gundam. I will continue to play Gundam.
You say that as if like we're like holding you to some standard. You were playing Dragon's Dogma, now you've gone through this new addiction.
You have a good point.
You miss Dragon's Dogma?
Actually, you know what? I don't.
You don't.
I've been away from it long enough where I'm fine. I'm fine with it just being where it is.
You don't wake up with hot sweat saying, man, I need to play Dragon's Dogma.
I've swapped my cocaine for what's heroin? Another drug? Heroin.
Okay.
Yes, because I am hip with the drug terms.
Oh, that's cool. Special K, whatever you want. It's fine.
Yes. So that's pretty much it. So, Sean, I guess we can dive into the big game.
The MFing game.
Dauntless. No, wait, what? No, we're
not. You guys did not see Sean give a side eye across the table.
Okay, so let me start off with this. How did you obtain the game, DJ?
Well, I downloaded it over the span of like, what, a day and a half?
So you could preload it. You preloaded it.
Yes.
Hold on. When were you able to play it?
I played on Friday night.
Wait, which game you guys are preloading and loading?
Dauntless, right?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Oh,
Call of Duty. Okay, okay.
That COD. See,
okay. Call of Duty, guys. We're talking about Call of Duty.
Okay, so I went to the quote-unquote midnight release. They do them at 9 o'clock now at GameStop, whatever, to compete with the digital industry.
Yeah.
I was out of there by like 9:05. Fine.
Okay.
Get home.
Was it crowded at the GameStop?
Probably like 100 people.
Oh,
that's a pretty good crowd.
More than again in the month.
That's right. As much as they used to have back in the day. Like when Black Ops 2 came out, Grand Theft Auto 5 was like over 200 people.
Yeah.
Get home, pop in the game. Sure, I'm assuming there's going to be an update.
Yeah.
I get home and it's a fucking 50 gigabyte plus update that it said it was going to take 8 hours to download.
Eek.
I mean...
Eek.
Wait, can you play other games or is it consuming so much of the power of your PlayStation?
It's no, just... you can play other things during, but still that's annoying.
He was playing Apex Legends.
Yeah, so I went back to Apex Legends for the night, kind of begrudgingly. Mind you, I still like playing Apex, but I was ready.
But
to
your mind was
So here's real quick.
Yes.
Here's why I knew something was up with Call of Duty, because Thursday night, of course, I was playing Gundam, but I checked my friends list and I saw that Sean was on. I was like, oh, he's probably playing Call of Duty, playing Apex. I'm like, oh, that's not right. So I was like, okay.
So Disney.
We'll see what happens tomorrow with my experience.
So. First of all, you can't even play single player while it's updating and downloading. So like, fine, I get it. I can't play multiplayer right now.
Yeah.
Let me start attacking the story while you're updating this shit. I probably could have done that like and finish it Thursday and Friday night.
Sean, what you thought this was? The PlayStation 5?
I get it. The servers are slammed.
This is like early 2000s. Loading.
8 hours, 50 gigabytes. So fine. Let that bitch download and put it in rest mode.
I download movies.
I come back. I come back Friday night thinking that I'm going to be able to play. Mm-hmm. No. Another fucking update for 50 plus gigabytes. Yeah. Another 8 hours.
Yeah.
All right, so that pissed me off.
Yeah.
And Avery's like, man, that sucks.
wait, was he able to play the game?
No, he didn't get Call of Duty, but I went back to play Apex again for the second night in a row while I let this update. And I was like, bro, why can I not? I tried to go offline. It doesn't let you do that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to cancel the download. I mean,
No.
5 gigabytes downloaded already.
That's terrible.
It's like you're standing in this digital line, like you see the end, but it's kind of far. But you look behind, like there's a lot there. I can't move.
Look, they need not announce games on a like certain release date. They should not advertise that shit anymore if the game is not ready to go. We had a beta for a reason. How did y'all not catch whatever y'all needed to catch?
Yeah, it's so...
They had the beta before they went gold.
It's frustrating that it's not a problem that the industry recognizes to a point where they need to fix it.
Because the dollars don't substantiate it. The dollars show that people will wait because this is a Call of Duty.
Exactly.
And people are willing to deal with day one patches and day two patches and day 10 patches. I mean, look at all the games which we were before just joking about how maybe instead of having a debate over game of the year, it should be like the worst game of the year. Because all those bad games tend to have multiple updates, substantial updates, and it's gotten so common that we're just used to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What they need to start doing is announcing a window or a season. Then once the game goes gold, then they actually announce the release date.
Special date, yeah.
100 gigabytes of updates should not happen release day. Day one patches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it's rewriting the whole game, though. That's why it's...
Oh, really? Huh. I wonder what...
So if I bought the game now... Am I just going to just have like, you know, 24 hours of this?
So constant downloads that's a good question.
I'm not sure.
If you download the game, I'm not sure if that package has been changed. But if you buy the game, for sure, you're going to have to download the update.
On top of, since I have the physical disc, apparently the co-op mode isn't on there. So you have to download that as well. Because my little nephew was like, hey, you got the co-op mode? I downloaded it. And I'm like, what? You downloaded it?
Jeez.
So on top of the 100 gigabytes of updates to play, you still have to download the co-op mode.
That's ridiculous.
The one thing that a lot of people buy this game for.
No. They buy it for the multiplayer. The co-op mode is something different where you're like, you can do missions with your friends. You have to download that as well. First of all, I was scared for a minute because it said you do not own or have purchased this content yet. So I'm like, wait,
excuse
I gotta buy
me?
This shit, but apparently it's free on
the PlayStation Store?
Yes, but still.
Jesus.
Why is it worded like that?
Yeah, I wish they'd be like, oh, send your receipt to this address to verify.
Send 10 box tops. Right?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so actual gameplay. I'm sorry. That was a long tangent.
I'm glad you got off your chest.
Yeah, it needed to happen because that's ridiculous.
I was ready to throw my console out the window.
Like, I actually, just real quick, my experience. I basically downloaded it on, I set it for Thursday night. It was downloading, and then I checked Friday morning, and like one out of the six things was downloaded, and I'm like, why is there so many of these? What is going on? So I looked through all the stuff and I was like, okay, well, I'll just turn everything on and just leave it to go. I wanted to turn things on. It was like, PlayStation's like, pause. You don't have enough space to even access any of this shit. So fix your shit first.
You don't got enough space to be talking to me like
exactly
that.
Exactly. Right?
No, what I feel bad for is all those kids who are going to get this shit on Christmas. And ain't going to be able to play this shit till New Year's.
New Year's. Exactly.
Yeah. You would just make me think like, if I got this game now, which is fine because I don't really be able to play anything Monday through Friday. So pretty much if I download starting on Monday morning, then by the time I actually am able to sit down and play this game on like Friday night, it'll be ready for me.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah. It'll have its own cookies and milk waiting for you.
Keep it nice and warm.
Yeah.
So you play Call of Duty almost every year, right?
Yeah. Actually, I stopped after Modern Warfare 2 and I jumped back. No. Wait. Black Ops.
Call of Duty? Black Ops?
I don't. Black Ops?
No, Carl Winslow. No. So you're familiar with the term Christmas noobs?
Yes. Yes.
Can't wait for that. So apparently, Doug, every year, Call of Duty normally released, what, November?
Yeah.
This year released a month early. But they have a term called Christmas noobs because everybody's had a month or two to play the game. Then all the new people get the shit on Christmas and they just slaughter them.
So you're saying I got to get my game early on so I'm not a noob. So I can make fun of other kids.
Yeah, you don't want to be a Christmas
noob. Okay, that's cool.
That's how Call of Duty works. You make fun of people after you kill them.
Do they allow teabagging?
Yeah, you can do it. But you
probably don't want to do that because somebody just run up and shoot you while you're
doing
that.
Yeah, that's also a chase. Yeah.
But it's so fun.
Okay. So, single player.
Yes. Let's talk about the campaign. How far? Well, okay. Real quick. People have said that it's about 4 to 5 hours long. Ish.
I'm guessing it depends on what difficulty you're playing on. Yeah.
What kind of difficulty levels do they have?
Oh, they've added a new one, too, on top of veteran.
Yeah, it's like realism. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not touching it. No. At least not for a while.
You get hit.
I'm not a young man anymore.
I don't play Call of Duty like that. Do you get to see your life exit from your body? So do you have like memories of home and you make like a holographic will and blood, you know?
Back in the day, veteran mode, you died after like 2 to 3 shots. I'm guessing realism. 1 to 2 shots on realism.
Yeah. You rush up on something that's hard and metally, you get a cut and you just die from sepsis.
They don't just have a Civil War doctor out there like chopping off limbs.
Yeah,
just,
right.
Like, you know.
I've gotten pretty far in it, but I can't quite tell how much I have left to go.
Yeah.
It seems like.
At the end, can you file for veterans benefits and you just fool. Wait out for disability?
We'll see. We'll let you know next week.
No, the story, I can't say it's a mind-blowing story.
Really?
But, like, it is super violent because I have my wife watching and she's just like, damn.
Yeah. Like, from what I've played so far, I am in the townhouse segment where your operators are going through the townhouse. It's also been explained in, like,
all the previews.
Yeah, but I'm not going to really talk about it. But, like, I actually have been really, really enjoying the story.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I'm enjoying it for the set pieces, not necessarily for the overall character developer stuff. Because I don't really know who the people are other than Price. And it's just like, this is just cool.
You know what? I'm not going to spoil that.
Yeah, don't
spoil it. I do like the moral ambiguity that is presenting to you. Like, are we the bad guys?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it leaves you with those questions. My wife was saying also she could see how friendly fire would occur in real life overseas.
The London stage where you're literally fighting in the streets of London, and it's like there are people,
civilians
running around getting shot, and you're just like, fuck, I don't know who is the people I should shoot. And then you have to pick out, okay, that person has a gun, I'm gonna shoot that person.
Do they have grandmas like with guns like in Watchdog?
No. Right, the section cool she Watchdogs. Specifically was referring to, I was fighting at night.
Oh,
and sometimes the enemies will rush past your teammates and just run straight up in your face, so you don't know who you're supposed to be shooting, or if you're shooting somebody, you might hit somebody else by accident.
Yeah
It's decent so far though.
Yeah, but
I'm enjoying it.
So you're enjoying it. That's good. Would you play it over again, the single mode?
Maybe if I want the trophy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because
there are too many games coming out nowadays.
Yeah, like based off of how long it is, I may like run it back again just to fuck around. But like for me, the standout from what I've played is just the visual fidelity of the game.
Yeah, it looks great.
Like my wife, she was also like in the living room as I was playing it, and she like quickly peeked up. She's like, wait, are you playing the game right now? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, that guy looks realistic, like like a real person. I'm like, yeah, it's crazy.
How do you feel killing such a like photorealistic character?
You know what?
Is there blood coming out of them too?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Blood and guts. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like they get stabbed and shanked and
like in the first scene, like you're playing and then shit goes down and you're just like, oh shit. Yeah, okay.
It's happening.
All you need is a PS4 Pro now, DJ.
That's true.
4K TV.
God, when I'm playing this game, I can hear my PlayStation like, hey, you got about 5 hours before I'm taking a break.
It just shows up. It's too hot.
Yeah, it's definitely pushing my PS4, but I'll run it down to the ground.
So me and DJ also hopped online last night.
Multiplayer.
Ooh.
And we were just stacked, chasing, following each other, peeking corners and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I got DJ killed once by accident. I was like, get away from the window, DJ. Follow me. Right. Somebody, as he follows me, somebody jumps in another window, which I did not realize was there. It just mows both of us down. I'm like, fuck.
The best part is you can see the kill cam. And you can see like, oh, okay, that's how that person killed us. Yeah.
I fucked up.
But a cool feature to this version of Modern Warfare is that in the kill cam, the bottom left corner, if you see, you can copy the person that killed you, their loadout.
I feel like that's been there for a while.
And then go back out.
I think that's new. Because it wasn't in Black Ops and it wasn't in World War II.
Wow.
And that was the last two. What did you say, Doug?
And then can you, like, do you actually copy it and revisit that person?
No. Well, you can go find him if he hasn't died yet. But yeah, you can, yeah.
You can, so you copy all the guns and perks that they had. For that life.
Yes, for that life, yeah. And then another cool thing is if you kill that person, you'll see a tag that pops up, you got revenge kind of thing.
I wish they'd do that for more games.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. It's really cool when you could like see like, oh yeah, I got that bitch good. Oh man. But there's
a voice line from one of the other guys, like, good job, dude.
Right.
Damn.
So like my multiplayer experience, the first time I jumped into the match just to like fuck around, because I knew, okay, this is Call of Duty. The way that Call of Duty works for me is that I jump in, I get washed between level 1 and like 10. After that, I'm good to go. But the first match I jumped in, I was so taken aback by the graphics, taken aback by how the character moves.
Yeah.
That like I was literally just like running around like a little sheep, just lost.
Wow.
Because yeah, like now the game, I guess, is it 60 frames? No?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
Okay. But when you're running around, like you have a motion blur for the screen and you have motion blur for your gun.
Uh-huh.
So like, it's like whip, 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 smooth, smooth, whip, whip. And I'm just like, I can't keep up. Right. But yeah, like, oh man, I'm so happy with this game. Like right now, this might be my game of the year.
Really?
I know I said Gundam was gonna be my game of the year, guys, but
and don't forget Anthem. I mean, there's so many great contenders here.
I like to say that I never said that Anthem was gonna be my game of the year. I'm pretty sure I said it in the year, but you know, you can't trace back.
Right before he started Anthem, he's like, this is gonna be my game of the year.
Oh, you hurt me.
So
okay. I need a new game. Need a new game. I'm not gonna
it's
play
something new to try. Just find it on sale or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be on sale anytime soon.
I guarantee it'll be on sale within a month.
Like Thanksgiving?
There has to be at least one person that gets the game and don't like it.
Oh, yeah. Also, Craigslist.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Alrighty.
With that being said, I think it's time for our sponsors. Bullets. Because bullets hurt you.
Sponsor is Child of War.
What's good, y'all? Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure that you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, and most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, then tell 3 people about the podcast. Could be strangers, friends, loved ones, hated ones, your Uncle Jim, I don't know. Every little bit helps. And after you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at PressX2Start, Instagram at PressX2Start, Twitter at PressX2S, and YouTube at PressX2StartTV. And if you've already done all this, well done. Platinum trophy achieved.
And we are back. Now it's time for the quick hits. DJ, take it away. I will, DJ. Thanks. All right, go ahead. Number one.
You know, it is a sign of mental illness when you start talking and responding to yourself.
Really?
But that was a different person, Doug. So how could he be talking to himself?
What if you did it as a child? Does that count?
But did you respond to yourself? Did you get into arguments with yourself?
What if the answer is yes to both those questions?
Did you ever injure yourself?
What if the answer is maybe? All right, number one. This comes from The Verge. Shroud has left Twitch for Mixer.
Aww.
Then his channel disappeared from Twitch's search.
Just like they did with Ninja?
Yep. So, a spokesperson from Twitch told The Verge that Shroud disappearing from search was a result of a bug that happened to also hide a number of different streamers, though it did not say who else was hidden. Great. Clearly, it was a bug, guys. Clearly. Twitch said it's working to resolve the issue, and Shroud began surfacing in results again around 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday after being absent for about a full day.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Number two also comes from The Verge. Google says it's planning to build multiple first-party game studios for Stadia's exclusives, which is great.
Okay, so since that's not a main topic, I find it interesting that they said they're going to try to build experiences only available, or that something that only the Stadia could perform.
Yeah.
Which could possibly be what?
A game. I don't know, man. Like,
I mean, are they talking about the type of shit that Microsoft was talking about when they announced the Xbox One with the always online, and they're going to use cloud computing?
Right, yeah.
But that's also similar to analogy that other companies are trying to replicate. The only thing that makes it, maybe they're going to have their own first party games, but that's not the same as first party like exclusive in terms of experiences.
Yeah.
But I think it's just Google's trying to prop themselves up at the same level as Microsoft and Sony. Yeah. So I'm like, good luck.
They need a angle to come at gamers and be like, hey guys, this is a thing that makes us better than Sony or Microsoft. This is why you need to get Stadia. Say what?
Don't tell us, just do it.
That's true.
Well, first we need to see when in November how smooth this launch will be. Since it's all, I think the Founders Edition is all sold out now, so it doesn't matter. Well,
allegedly.
Speaking for you, Sean, you can let us know how well it goes.
Speaking of Google Stadia's launch in November, this is from Ars Technica. Google can't fulfill all Stadia pre-orders for November 19th launch. So will it be smooth? No, it will not be smooth.
I don't get how they're going to miss the mark for fulfilling all the pre-orders when all the Chromecast Ultras are already built. Those have already been on the market.
Yeah. Yep. So it's just the controllers.
They literally just have to make controllers.
And actually, didn't it say that any controller can be used?
Yes.
At launch?
You.
I don't know because they said.
They forgot that proposition. Yeah.
I think the issue is it's just building of that Midnight Blue controller. Because, okay, so Google has announced that it won't be able to fulfill all pre-orders for its Google Stadia streaming service in time for its previously announced November 19th launch date. So I think that is applying to the Founders Edition.
I mean, the Founders Edition was the only thing that they really sold access to for the most part.
Yeah.
They sold the Premier Edition right after when the Founders one had sold out, allegedly. But
I think the Founders Edition comes with the controller, right?
Yes.
Or is it the other one?
Yeah. It does have a controller. Both of them do. It's just the Premier Edition is a different color.
Gotcha.
However, they said they want to focus on the Chromecast Ultra at launch, so I don't know if the other controllers will work yet.
As the quote here says, only the first gamers who pre-order and have received your Founders Editions were promised the ability to log in to Stadia starting at 9 a.m. Pacific. To log in.
That don't mean you can play.
God.
You could customize your menu and all that.
My goodness.
Make sure you all have your popcorns for November 19th. Because this is one of the reasons
why I got a Pixel 3 just for the opportunity to play. So I'm not going to play on a day one. I'm just going to see how it rolls out first.
Well, before I actually start investing. What you can do is check out PlayStation's View. But
not for long.
Number four comes from Ars Technica as well. Sony is trying to sell off PlayStation View. So that's not going to work either.
Oh, well.
So Sony is taking off to sell its PlayStation View to TV business for a figure in tens of millions. Ending a multi-year experiment, in taking on cable companies with lower cost streaming TV bundles. Cool.
Because Roku's better.
Yeah, like, all right.
I wonder so what made them cut the cords. I think it's not lucrative.
Yeah, it's not making them enough money.
Well, that makes me think then if they sell View to Comcast, would that mean that Comcast will have a little channel now on the PlayStation?
It's possible.
Yeah.
And for all those people who purchase movies from View, I hope they still got those licenses. It just go to some other company to.
How would that
just seems weird.
How would that work though? Because if Comcast bought them, then Comcast is buying the service, but Comcast isn't buying the right to promote the service on the PlayStation platform, right? They'd have to pay PlayStation for that access.
Advertising.
It depends on however they wish to negotiate that deal.
That's true.
If you're selling View, then the whole purpose of View is the service is all those properties, all that IP that you bought licenses to.
Yeah.
Versus by way of the PlayStation store.
And your customer base, too.
Your customer base is, a small subset of PlayStation users. It's just that now I guess Comcast would be that provider.
Yeah.
So I mean, in order for you to maintain your license to that content,
yeah,
somebody will have to buy it. It's just, it is weird. It's very weird.
I wonder if they would change it to Xfinity View.
Oh, God.
Is it Xfinity or Fios? No, Xfinity. Yeah. Fios is Verizon. I should know.
Anywho.
This. Number five. This comes from PC Gamer. Batman Arkham Legacy is the next Batman game, according to a prominent leaker.
Day one.
Not even on pre-order, just day one. So the next Batman game will be called Batman Arkham Legacy, if a previous reliable leaker is correct. Twitch user @new_wabisabi, who predicted a swath of E3 2019 rumors and has reportedly been threatened with legal action by Nintendo for their leaks.
Oh.
So it must be true.
Of course. Well, Nintendo was sued just by anybody. I mean, that's how you got Kirby.
This is true. Oh, yeah, you're right. That's true. And then finally, number six. This comes from Forbes. Horizon Zero Dawn is rumored to be coming to PlayStation VR.
That'll be interesting.
That I'm will curious. Be interesting. I don't know.
Tell as many people who play with PlayStation VR. Here you go.
Yeah.
The numbers are actually pretty strong.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I don't know. I don't really have any stake in that to be like, oh, that's a terrible announcement, or oh, that's a great announcement. Yeah. Just like, all right, cool. All right, so now it's time for the heavy hitters. First up.
Well, something we've been waiting for years. As I like to say, it's about damn time.
Here we go.
So you've been waiting for this too?
Here we go.
It's so long.
Dauntless 2.
Boy, if you don't get...
No.
I'm going to ask Sean to give you the side, because he could do it so much better than me. But as of today of recording, literally a few hours ago, ESPN broke the news that Blizzard will be announcing the release of Overwatch 2.
That's awesome.
At BlizzCon, in which case it will come with a new logo, new game modes, maps, heroes, and a PvE, all of which will be accessible and people can play at BlizzCon. So if you're not protesting, ladies and gentlemen, you can at least get a snippet of Overwatch 2.
So, or if you are protesting, make sure you turn your data on so you can catch the stream.
Correct. Multitask, ladies and gentlemen. It's your freedom of speech. So ESPN obtained a document that offers a first look at what to expect from the Blizzard's franchise esports title at BlizzCon, which will begin this upcoming Friday. Mm. Hero talent and in-game items are coming to Overwatch 2 PvE. One of the missions will be a four-player story mode set in Rio de Janeiro. Mm. This is something we've always been wanting, is a story mode. What
yeah.
gets me is that we thought we would have more of a fully fleshed out story mode.
Yeah.
Like a story mode to standalone game. So I'm curious to see how this story mode fits in with the total package. It seems kind of like what you guys described when it came to Call of Duty, where you have a story mode, but then you also have the multiplayer experience.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So maybe there's some promise there.
Yeah.
They also said that we will have a new mode that, as they said, was to be the first since really they released the game in 2015. Not quite so. I mean, Capture Flag was actually kind of new. Mm. But anyway, this new mode is tentatively called Push, which is set to be unveiled alongside a new map base in Toronto. And so, as I say, it's about damn time. I've been waiting for Overwatch 2. I'm really hoping they provide some balance in terms of their characters. I mean, everybody keeps saying that the reason why our events have been toned down for the past couple of years is because they were working on something big.
Okay.
So maybe this is that big thing.
Right.
But I'm also kind of jaded. So
I'm happy, but I'm not happy.
You know, I'm skeptical. So especially since a lot of us have invested so much money into terms of skins and whatnot into the new Overwatch.
That stuff has to transfer in some way.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And also, we don't know what they're going to do in terms of microtransactions, because when they released some Overwatch, they were deliberate in saying that people shouldn't have to spend extra money for new content.
Yeah.
Why not?
Hmm? That's just a decision that Blizzard made.
So like no DLC seasons, kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you can buy loot boxes, but that's come under fire.
Yeah.
So are they going to move into like a season type of scenario, like in Apex and with Fortnite?
Yeah.
I mean, if loot boxes are now the devil, then maybe a season, you know, pay for a season model, maybe that's more palatable.
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of like a... Yeah, be careful what you wish for, y'all. I don't want microtransactions and loot boxes, so...
Can't have both things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... That'd be interesting. I'm actually excited to see what the story mode's going to look like, because Overwatch has a lot of characters.
31. Yeah. Jeez. And actually,
they said, what does a story mode look like?
There's going to be, well, it's a 4-player story mode. Okay. I mean, they do a story mode kind of game during the Archives event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have one in London. We have one in Rialto, Venice, which is still my favorite one. God, I love. And just let
which one is that?
This the one with McCree, Reaper.
Yeah.
Moira and Genji.
Yes.
Yes.
That was one of the last ones I played.
That is it's my favorite one.
Yeah.
God, it's such a good game mode. But they did one also in Havana, which is not how Havana really is. But like I said, over the past at least 18 months, they kind of toned down their investment into this game. So I'm hoping maybe Overwatch 2 is well worth the wait. We'll see.
Okay. Cool.
So, for all of those people who were prepared for Last of Us 2.
Wait, what?
Is it supposed to come out in February?
Yeah, after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. Great way to celebrate love. Is
exactly.
Gonna disappoint you.
I was going to buy some chocolate for my wife and play Last of Us.
It's going to be April, March. March, April, May. It's going to be 3 months late.
Oh, no.
Again?
Well, this is the delay. This is the first delay they've announced.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was supposed to come out at like the end of this year, like October, November.
No. You're thinking of something else. You might be thinking of Death Stranding. But Neil Druckmann posted something to the Sony blog, basically saying that as they were closing in, you know, sections of the game in the last few weeks, they realized they did not have enough time to bring the entire game up to a level of polish that they could call Naughty Dog quality, which is something that Shigeru Miyamoto says all the time, where a bad game will be bad forever. A late game, you know.
But it didn't.
It was only late once.
Yeah,
yeah.
So when it came to the first Last of Us, then they also had like a 3-month delay, and people said that was the difference between like a okay game. And a great
yes,
game.
You're right. Yeah,
I thought it was delayed.
I'm not sure if it was 3 months, but there was a small delay, and that's when a lot of the polish actually happened.
Well,
yeah.
Can't be mad at him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. Like, February is so far away.
That gives us time because, well, no shit. Wait, Watch Dogs was pushed back too, wasn't it?
Wait, we'll talk about that a little later.
Okay, go ahead.
But yes, you're right, yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it. Like, hey, look, I want this game to be good.
You don't want, like, 50 gigabyte updates, day 2, day 3 patches.
I would be concerned if this was coming from EA or if this was coming from Ubisoft.
Gotcha.
But this is Naughty Dog.
Mm-hmm.
They have not made a bad game ever, maybe.
Yeah, not that I can think of.
Yeah, so it's just like, you take your time. Neil Druckmann, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just do what you need to do.
And I think most people are, they may be disappointed with a late game.
Well,
but it's much better than a broken game. And we have so many broken games in the past. And this is a game we know, in order to give it its fidelity, you don't want to have some type of bug to really disrupt the story. Because the story is really one of the biggest parts of the game. Not just the mechanics. It's the story that grabs you in. And you want to be immersed in it. You don't want to be like frustrated that the frame keeps dropping.
Yeah. So Neil Druckmann also put out this giant note basically detailing how they need to do this polish and so on and so forth. And a lot of people have been trying to speculate on that as to what could be the cause that they're delaying the game 3 months. And some people are thinking, oh, something must have broken.
Yeah.
And they need to fix it, but that fix is going to push them back and pushing their release date.
Sometimes you fix one thing, three more things break, et cetera.
Yeah. So, like, I kind of feel like that might be the case where this thing that they thought was going to work is probably not working, and they probably set out the timeline, like, oh, this is going to take a couple months to fix, or a couple months to fix, make sure it's good, and then polish it. And then they also need polish for the rest of the game. So that's how this release date got pushed back or whatever. Gotcha. I don't know. But whatever. So the next thing is a game that could have probably used 3 months of polish. Maybe 4 months of polish.
They should have just not released this shit.
Maybe 76 months of polish. Fallout 76 now has a $100 a year subscription service. That is right. That is 100 American dollars, not pesos, not rubies.
What's it called?
Not Pokemon Gold coins.
What's it called, DJ?
It's called Fallout First. You can check it out at falloutfirst.com.
Oh, nice.
That is Fallout, FIRST.com.
Do they accept Venmo?
Maybe that website does. By the way, that website is a joke website because Fallout First or Bethesda didn't register Fallout First, and someone
before
else
before they announced it.
Yes,
are and someone you else serious? Was
like, "Oh, bet, yeah, yeah,
wow,
yeah." That's the thing. That's the thing that happened. So, this Fallout 76 reveal is a new subscription service which will allow players to play alone in private worlds, among other things.
Or so they thought.
Yeah.
Wait, yes. I'm sorry. May I please read to you what's on FalloutFirst.com?
Absolutely,
website?
Go for it.
It says, private world, scrap boxes, and more. Coming to Fallout 76 with Fallout Fuck You First.
Go ahead, DJ.
Geez.
What's the service going to entail?
So, this service is going to allow members to have access to private worlds for yourself and up to 7 friends, a scrapbook with unlimited storage for crafting materials.
Box.
What?
Scrap box. Go ahead.
Scrap box. Oh, you're right. I said book, didn't I? Damn. A survival tent that acts as a placeable fast travel point, 1,650 atoms a month for the game's shop. I'm not sure. It sounds like a lot. Mm-hmm. And an exclusive ranger armor outfit and unique icons and emotes.
So apparently that ranger outfit is a reskin of some bullshit.
Perfect.
So it's not even like a
perfect,
nice looking outfit.
So basically this thing went live and shit is broke. Shit is broke, all the way broke.
So.
Ain't got a penny to its name, bro.
Some people are claiming that the private servers were supposed to deliver a newly created world. That's questionable. Some players have described finding dead NPCs and areas that were already looted, which implies that these are recycled instances now sold as brand new worlds.
Yep.
And they said there's a bug that involves a scrap box where your unlimited capacity storage space where you're supposed to be able to put all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's eating everything. So,
yes.
They're so, losing the items.
Right. So, it turns out that people are thinking that they're losing items. It's just that the items are not visible in the box. So they're there, but you can't see them. I guess you can't interact with them either, because I imagine you'd be clicking on stuff trying to get shit to happen.
Terrible.
Another thing with these new private worlds, mm-hmm. because there's no dedicated server, if everyone leaves a private world,
it private disappears. World,
it's gone. It's gone.
It's all gone. Everything. Gone deadly on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's some shit.
They don't restart the world?
You know, it does restart, apparently.
But all the stuff that you have is gone.
So you it's a hard restart.
Yeah.
Anything you've accomplished.
So it's only really available for you just that one Sith playthrough
that
with
one
your
instance,
friends.
Yeah.
Unless somebody just have like
a dummy box.
That just sits there and not gets shot.
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah.
Unless somebody's too
boxing. Okay, so what you're saying is that the parody Fallout First website is actually true, that you are just fucking yourself.
Yes, absolutely. They nailed it on the dick.
Wow.
You're fucking yourself. What? Yeah, absolutely,
I mean,
right?
You know, without any loop, you're just roughing it.
Yeah.
Douglas.
Speaking of roughing it.
Oh, God. This is our last article here.
Do it.
Okay.
Doug had such high hopes when this was announced.
I did. I really did. Because I remember Ubisoft was one of my favorite E3 showcases. Because, you know, I have this imaginary love affair with John Bernthal.
This is true.
But Ubisoft admits Ghost Recon Breakpoint and, to a lesser extent, The Division 2 has been highly unsuccessful and, for some people, a disaster. So earlier this week, Ubisoft released updated financial targets and release schedule for their fiscal year 2020-2021. This is a fiscal year running from April 1st to March 31st.
I wish I had a mustache to twirl right now.
Wait, you want to twirl mine?
There you go.
The company revised downward their financial targets because of the lower than expected sales from Ghost Recon and Division 2. Yves Guillemot, chairman and CEO of Ubisoft, shared 3 points for why they believe Ghost Recon Breakpoint missed expectations. Quote, first, it is harder to generate interest for a sequel to a live multiplayer game when prior iterations benefited from years of optimization. Consequently, we need to make sure there's more time between each iteration of live games. Second, I guess I pretty much say that Ghost Recon, the most recent, I think, was maybe 2 years ago.
Wildlands?
Wildlands.
I think so.
Yeah, so it wasn't that long a space out, and I guess they're trying not to give this the Assassin's Creed treatment.
Yeah.
Well, second, he states, our strategy of introducing gameplay innovations in our games has had a positive impact on our brands. However, to win over players, these innovations need to be perfectly implemented in order to offer an optimal experience. This has not yet been sufficiently the case with Ghost Recon Breakpoint. While the change of formula has been very well received by some players, with an average daily playing time per player of over 3 hours, it has also been strongly rejected by a significant portion of the community.
Over 3 hours?
That's not enough for them?
Well, I guess they're trying to say that there are people who play on average 3 hours, so they're having fun, but then there's also a lot of people in the community who hates it. So you have people who, maybe the people who are playing those 3 hours, they're dedicated few, and the many that they're trying to attract are turned off by the game's mechanics.
Absolutely, yes.
And third, he also said that Ghost Recon Breakpoint did not come in with enough differentiation factors, which prevented the game's intrinsic qualities from standing out, i.e. there's too many games like it.
Yeah, this is all bullshit. The game looked like Division 2. Everyone said it looked like Division 2.
In the jungle?
Yeah. It's like, what?
And they have Call of Duty. Like it's just, it's being crowded out. There's so many similar games now in the market.
Yeah.
And you didn't time it well enough to give it that, like I said, that space from Division 2.
Right.
But like I said, you have all the games here that are replicating it or in the same genre. They don't stand out. So people, when asked, should I invest in Ghost Recon Breakpoint or just something else, especially when you hear the reviews, people are going to be like,
Wait.
It did look awesome when they first announced it.
It did? Yeah, when they first announced it, it was like, okay, this is cool. And then as more news came out, I was like, oh, this is Division. This is literally Division, guys. Mm-hmm. You made the same game twice in 1 year. Congratulations.
Isn't that what Wildlands was, though?
No. See, the thing is, I'm coming from understanding the game, not necessarily being a player of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Division, I played Division. Division was the more tactical, like, grounded kind of, okay, we got to take out X, Y, and Z kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wildlands had that element, but it also, there's a bit more levity into it because you can, like, jump in a helicopter. You and your group can, like, go over to a point, jump out the helicopter, kill the people as they're coming down. But you can also, like, sneak up onto the base, like, I'm going to pick out this guy. Like, you were able to do a bit more in Wildlands, and, like, there's more of a fun factor in Wildlands than Division.
And also, I guess you're in a different environment. You're not in New York City.
Exactly.
Yeah. My thing, I was like, oh, I can play with John Berthal, you know, and I can, like, it, not necessarily the fantasy, but just the fact that, like, he plays in general in terms of the adequacy. He plays very different, cool character. Look, guys, I'm sorry. I am bought by life. Like, we can play with game with guns. Why not? But it's one of the things where there was a lot of hype. But then I was like, you don't really get to see him. He's not part of your group.
Nah.
He's not as integral as, say, and I hate to admit it.
Here we go.
Like in Cyberpunk with Keanu Reeves, which I believe is supposed to be a central character in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought Jeremy Bothell would be. So it would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
And yeah. So basically, one other thing to add in. This is what Sean hinted earlier. There will be some delayed games because, you know, they're not making as much money as they thought they would be making.
Delayed games? Who would have thought?
Guillemot added, we have decided to postpone Gods and Monsters, Rainbow Six Quarantine, and Watch Dogs Legion until fiscal year 2021. Again, this is a fiscal year that will begin April 1st, 2021.
Yeah.
So they pushed these back about 3 to 4 months.
Yes. Well, they haven't released any definite dates. We just know that it's going to be sometime after April 1st.
Watch Dogs
next
is
year.
Supposed to come out
March.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's scrapped. We don't know when that's going to come out. Because they haven't released any definite new dates. He said, while each of these games already has a strong identity and high potential, we want our teams to have more development time to ensure that their respective innovations are perfectly implemented so as to deliver optimal experiences for players. This decision will have a very significant impact on our financial results for this fiscal year and goes against our recent success in building a more stable development model. So basically, like I said, if you use Watch Dogs Legion as an example here, if we're pushing back to some date at some point after April 1st, I think the biggest thing is now is, are they pushing it back to make sure it is at a more optimal environment where it can get the most shine? Mm. Or are they moving it back because, like, maybe this game is unfinished and unpolished, and instead of us telling you in January we need a new date or December, we're just going to do it preemptively right now?
That's a good point, actually. That's a really good point. I I don't, this is such a strange announcement to tie onto this bad news. It's like, yeah, guys, Division 2 didn't meet expectations. Breakout Point is a garbage trash fire. By the way, we're going to delay all these games too. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. I mean,
it's not a hard reset, but it's definitely an acknowledgement that their schedule was off.
Yeah.
And they need to take a hard look over what they need to put out, because they can't really afford to put out a game and have it bomb.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
The industry is such a precarious market. Yeah. And just as how they invested a lot in Division 2 and a lot in Breakpoint, these were the games that were highlights in the E3 presentation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of sad because Division 2 had a lot of hype when it came out earlier this year. But that has also waned. You know, most people talk about how unsatisfactory Ghost Recon Breakpoint is versus is Virtues.
Right.
So,
right, Marcus?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry, Ubisoft. Watch out for your Ubisoft stocks, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know what won't disappoint you in the end?
What's that?
Nothing, guys. Life sucks.
Except for us. We're here for you.
Even that, yes. Gundam shit that he liked.
I was going to say Gundam. I was like, nah, man. Like, that gets you sometimes, too.
Ooh, can you do a quick plug there before?
Yeah, go for it. Plug it.
Here? So,
hair plugs.
Some of you may have noticed, but starting on Saturday mornings around 8:30, I'll be streaming my gameplay.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So this past Saturday, we were having some fun on Overwatch, me and my friends. So you can hear us, see us do our things, our fun conversation, us complaining about our respective jobs or enjoying gainful unemployment.
Mm. Mm.
We have fun. So if you want to hang out, by all means, check us out. You can either go to my personal Twitch page, mm-hmm. at Mincia, or you can go to our Twitch page for the Press X group.
Yes.
Either one, you'll see my gameplay. So yeah, 8:30 in the morning on Saturday. Come catch me.
Yay. Yay.
Check it out. Guaranteed to be a good time.
And of course, I stream sporadically.
Yes.
We need to play. Maybe I'll get Call of Duty and then we can play together.
I'll load up Overwatch one time.
So I had to remove a couple games off of my hard drive to put Call of Duty.
And Overwatch is one of them.
Overwatch is one of them.
Don't worry. Overwatch 2 is coming.
This is true. This is true. This
when
is
true. We don't know.
And by the way, our Twitch account, it is Press X to Start TV. And that is 2 as in T-O, not the number of 2. So don't fuck it up.
Thank you, RuPaul. You guys are about the same height.
And with that, this has been another episode of Press X Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoy making it. I wonder how that sounds, Marcus. Don't forget to rate us and review us. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. In case you missed any of the details, you can find all this information and more on our website at pressx2start.com. Until next time, we've been killing people in the streets.
Tutelaire.
In Call of Duty, not in real life. We're black. That could get us in.
Don't shake people in real life, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, don't. No.
Unless it's in self-defense.
Or
then call your attorney.
Breaking. Another popular Twitch streamer, King Gothalion, moves to Mixer. That's all.
Oh.
I don't know who the hell it is. Next.
I've heard of him before.
Should we go to Mixer?
Nah.
Okay.
Peace.